a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/youknowbusiness. Wapow!
This is what you think eating vegan is like. This is what it actually is.
To Girls Gone Veg. I'm Tony.
And I'm Allie.
We are super excited to be here with you today to start this show together.
Yes, our dream, a cooking show about all things veg. Vegan. You're the vegan.
So I'm the vegan, and it's going really well so far. I really like it. I enjoy it. I'm finding it, you know, it's doable. Being an elite athlete, no issues so far.
And I am the flexitarian. Which basically can mean anything you want, but in my case, 90% vegetarian, and Tony has inspired me to take that next step. I'm almost vegan, and I don't know, I'm just kind of feeling my way through it, and we have these incredible plant-based recipes that we've developed together. I am a certified health coach and am really into making things, you know, sugar-free, maybe a lot of nuts and sweetened with fruit. And then, Tony, you have your style.
Yeah, I like to make things familiar for people. I like my food and my dishes to remind people of, you know, things they've had in the past. So when they think of vegan food, they're not thinking like, oh, my God, like, what is this? I could never. I just want them to, you know, think that it's doable. It's easy. It's simple. It's not as hard as people may think. It's not daunting at all. It can be fun and exciting, and you can be so creative in the kitchen, finding different substitutes for things in your recipe, and that's what we're doing here today.
Yeah, we love eating. We love cooking. We love sharing. We love hosting dinner parties. A little bit hard during COVID, but that's actually how we met when I came for my first season with the Orlando Pride in 2020, and it was quarantine. So Tony and I, the first time we met, we started talking about food, but we couldn't actually eat together. So we would make recipes at home, and I was really motivated to try to impress her and make vegan recipes, and then we would drop off aluminum packets outside each other's home. So she'd come to my apartment, I'd come to the house, and then from there, when we actually were able to spend time together, we're like, maybe we should kind of start a partnership here. And here we are. What inspired you to become vegan, and what have you noticed in terms of a difference as a professional athlete at the highest level? I know you mentioned you love cooking. It's not daunting. It's easy. It's fun. But kind of what pushed you to do that step in the first place?
Yeah, I think initially I was just curious. I had been making mainly vegetarian meals for myself at home. I do love to cook. And I was like, well, veganism doesn't really seem that different from vegetarian, so why not go ahead and try it? And then at that time also, I was looking for anything to give me that edge in my performance as well. So I would definitely say the curiosity aspect and the performance aspect are the two things that led me into veganism. And I was just like, you know what, this is like a no-brainer. Like, I'm going to stick with it. This is going to become a lifestyle, and I absolutely love it.
And I think you mentioned kind of the difference you felt when you're competing, and I've definitely noticed the recovery time is so much shorter when we're going from game to game, and we can be playing 3 games in a week. So to reduce inflammation, to be able to be feeling good and not be exhausted between games, that time is so crucial for athletes. So that's probably the biggest difference I've noticed, and also just kind of feeling lighter but not weaker.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why you can't get all your protein and be super strong and powerful while on a vegan diet.
This is true. I think, you know, a lot of people are so like suspect. They're like, but where do you get your protein? Like, how can you do it? Is it possible? It can't be done, but it can be done. There's so many vegan athletes out there, and I think we're just proof that you can care about your body and the planet and animals and still thrive in a high performance environment and be a professional athlete, elite athlete. Feel great.
And that brings us to the recipe we're going to make today. And this was something that really surprised me, loving scrambled eggs and thinking, you know, as a flexitarian, oh, I'll eat vegan food and vegetarian food. But, you know, I'm never going to give up eggs. And something like scrambled eggs, how could you ever replace that and have it taste good or even look familiar? And here we are.
And here we are with our tofu scramble recipe for today. So yeah, so this is something that I really love because, you know, as Ali mentioned, this is something that is very familiar. It can be in lieu of that scrambled egg. So we're going to do a scrambled tofu.
Talk about a high protein breakfast, which is important. We try to get 30 grams at every meal, and that can be hard. If you're throwing tofu in there, protein shake, it doesn't have to be hard.
Yeah, and if you want a good way to break up a carb breakfast, you know, this is a great way to do that. So we have our tofu, extra firm tofu. We have red bell pepper. We have just some yellow onion, some spinach, our spices, which includes pepper, salt, nutritional yeast, turmeric to get that nice yellowy color that reminds us of that scrambled egg. And then we have onion powder and garlic powder. And what I like about this recipe so much is that you honestly can use any vegetable, anything in the fridge. So you can use mushroom, you can use tomato, you can use broccoli. Like the possibilities are endless. So whatever you have in there that you need to use, you can just throw it into your tofu scramble and it will taste super yummy.
Yeah, lots of veg. We love veg.
We sure do.
And how much would one block of tofu serve?
I would say this probably serves two people. So one block of tofu is two servings.
Okay, put me to work.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We're sauteing. Grab that and I'll grab this.
Okay.
As you mentioned, we did meet last year during COVID. Previously, you were playing in Sweden.
Yes, I've been in Sweden, England, Germany.
Wow.
Yeah. We both went to college here. And actually, both of us went and had adventures abroad. You were in Russia.
Yeah, I played in Russia, Australia. Is there a favorite? Like, obviously, America's great. You know, we're here now. We're loving
it's
life.
Home.
It's home. Abroad. Best country to play in for you.
The English league is definitely really exciting now, and the players there are phenomenal. The level is super high, but I, after 7.5 years of playing in Sweden, made it my second home. My partner's there, and we've built a life together there.
Yeah.
And Malmö, in the south of Sweden, where I live and where Lucas and I have our home, is such a foodie culture.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it actually was so easy to eat vegetarian and to eat healthy, and everything from Vietnamese to Turkish, Iranian, there's every type of food. And, you know, I love food. So that's also been kind of a cool bonus, not just obviously having the soccer there and my partner, but being able to stay passionate about food and learn about food. And then that definitely creeps into some of my recipes, things that I've learned over there.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I was eating vegetarian or even vegan for the team, it was really easy. Whereas, you know, when I was in Germany, it was like, here's your pasta with bolognese, meat sauce, you got the rice pudding, and you know, you're not always comfortable enough to say like, oh, can I have something else? Whereas in Sweden, I was getting falafel, these amazing like beet fritters. They're really, really onto the vegan lifestyle and different diet. So I mean, it's definitely becoming more global, but I found it was really nice to be able to have my body feeling good, and it was really natural there.
And I know, like, also you have this amazing Instagram full of super yummy recipes. But like, where does your love of cooking from?
So my mom is an amazing chef. She can do it all. She's like the Chinese Martha Stewart. And I was the kid at school. All I wanted was like the mac and cheese from the cafeteria, but I had a lunchbox with like stir-fry noodles and like fancy dishes from all over the world that everyone's like, that smells weird. Like, that was me. And I didn't appreciate it at all. And then now I'm like, how lucky was I to have these amazing lunches every day? Yeah. I would be like, if you have this, can I like use your lunch card and get like chicken tenders from the cafeteria? I just wanted to.
You wanted to be cool and have that lunch, that school
exactly.
meal.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
No, she's so good. And I think that really inspired me. And then like you, just being an athlete, wanting to have energy. And I was always so tired coming home from school and college. I was always so tired and I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't eating the right food. Like just pasta with butter and chicken like every day.
Yeah.
And not butter chicken, just butter and chicken. And that's not sustainable.
No. Yeah.
So that's when I really started to educate myself. And then I took a nutrition course. And then I thought, I don't want to just keep this knowledge for myself. I want to put recipes out there, inspire other athletes and anyone that eating healthy can be fun. It doesn't have to be expensive and it can taste good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I knew eating healthy could be like that, but I didn't know that eating vegan could still be fun and things could still taste good and have the cakes, but also the salads. Like, there's just that balance, and that's why it's so fun cooking with you, because you open my eyes to so much, all the possibilities.
I would agree. I think it's super exciting to cook with you because you mentioned balance. We do have that balance where you have these amazing sugar-free recipes and like your cheesecake from like cashews, like I'm obsessed. But then we have like mine, like sugar loaded, like Texas sheet cake. And I think that's what's really cool about us and what we're doing in the projects that we're trying to create. It's like,
we've got to have that balance.
I know, we got to have the balance. And we just want to show like it's inclusive. It's for anyone. Anyone can do it.
Yeah. Do you find that your energy is really like, oh, what am I doing with this?
You're
good. Am I crumbling this?
Can you crumble it for me?
Okay. Do you find that when you're eating healthy, that you have energy to do everything you want to do?
Yeah, certainly. I think you definitely want to keep your body fueled for performance in whatever you're doing, projects in your life. I think my recovery, you know, it's a lot shorter now, right? Because with the inflammation that I'm creating in my body, with the weight training, with the running, with the jumping, everything, the training, what I put into my body is kind of eliminating that. And so I do find that, you know, after training sometimes I do have the energy to do more things. Mm-hmm. Whereas before I would come home and I would just like crash. Like I was so tired. And I also just wasn't really sleeping that well. So I think that's one thing as well. Like I noticed as the more and more I like adopted this vegan lifestyle and diet, I was sleeping better at night. I was waking up feeling refreshed and ready to take
get
on
them
the
Z's.
Day. To get them Z's, you know? But yeah, I feel so energized. I feel like I can do so many things. And I know that I'm sure you feel the same way too. You're not only on this show, you have your other show.
Well, you and I both want to use our platforms, I think, to affect change, especially right now. There's a lot of social injustice, and we want to be educating, we want to be spreading awareness, we want to be inspiring little girls, we want to show them that they can do anything they want, and helping. Is this going in?
That's going in.
And so for me to have the opportunity to interview my teammates, and you are on my show, and give that kind of inside look and that authentic representation, and give these young girls role models and see who you are, not just on the field, but off the ball. That's the name of the show. And I think that's been so cool for me to get to know you, but also like how cool for the fans who haven't been able to engage with us to be able to get to know us on a different level. Yeah. And I really hope that we're able to inspire people here to eat well, to be healthy, and then for people to just follow their dreams. And bringing it back to food too, I think last year we were just in such a state of shock and confusion, and leading up to when we were protesting for Black Lives Matter, I think just to be able to come and share a meal together with some of our teammates, it's like so comforting, and you don't even have to talk sometimes. It's literally just sharing that meal and having that connection through food. I think we really see how important and how nice it can be. And now we like that our teammates, they can always count on us to like bring that cake when it's needed, bring the vibes. If anyone needs a good breakfast.
Here it is. I think that's honestly one of my favorite things about cooking and food. And it's what inspires me the most is how it just brings people together, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got to eat, and we love a good meal, and just to be social. And like you said, we don't even have to talk, but like just having people in the same room and like just vibing, interacting, like I really love that.
What would you say your favorite type of food is?
That's hard. I really like Italian cuisine. Like, okay, I love carbs.
And you can find the vegan pizzas and pastas.
Nowadays, they're doing so well with like the types of vegan cheese they're able to create and the dairy. And we make pizza here all the time, and it's so easy, so simple. People think it can't be done. It absolutely can be done. Sometimes I'll even order pizza with no cheese. Like, I'll just order it with, like, this tomato sauce.
With the veg.
In the veg. And I think it tastes good. I mean, I like it. I don't miss dairy. Yeah. I don't miss the cheese.
So when you travel with the team or vacation, what's the key to being a vegan on the move?
Yeah. I think preparation is key in the earlier stages of my vegan career. I would just try to plan and prep ahead and certainly bring things. 'Cause I didn't know, like, you know, what restaurants would have options for me, or how long we'd be in the airport, because sometimes we get delayed here. Like, there's storms all the time, and I never want to like feel like I just can't have anything or don't have options. So I would just bring snacks with me, like PB&Js. I would make salads and bring with me anything like that, breakfast burritos. But now it's so much better. Our team administrator, she is really, really good about making sure that we are included.
We get bomb food.
I know, we get such good food now.
We get better food.
I know. The willingness to take the time to prep and be prepared, so that you never know what can happen, and you always want to be ready. So
yeah.
How's that looking?
That looks so good.
I think we need a little bit more. Because like you said, it just shrivels up.
Yeah. A little more green.
A little more
green. But I love the color that's from the turmeric, right?
Yeah, so that's how we get our nice yellowy color from the turmeric. And then we got our nutritional yeast in there. We got our B12, the protein, the iron, and the spinach.
Yeah. And nutritional yeast also adds kind of a savory,
cheesy flavor. I'm not going to lie. When I was first learning about veganism and like the substitutes and like what to do and like how to get certain things, I was like, I don't like nutritional yeast at all.
Really?
But now
eat it by the spoonful. I love it. Although then you're kind of like, it gets really dry.
But after you made me like your mac and cheese with the new, I was like, okay, I'm hooked. And now I never used to put it in my tofu scramble, but now I'm just at it.
Mm-hmm. It looks so good.
All right. I think
it smells really good.
We're almost done here. I think we're done.
Okay.
And this is like such a great recipe too. It keeps in the fridge for about like 7 days. Yeah, it's great.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I used to make like meal prepping. I would make so much of it and just have it like almost what, maybe 4 days a week. Otherwise, I'm just eating like oatmeal and like, I don't know, toast or pancakes or waffles. So it's a really nice way to like break that carb.
So do you always cook in socks?
Do you always cook in Crocs?
Yes, I do. So I thought we had like a thing going because you always have the socks and I always have the Crocs.
Well, you want to know something? I have really sweaty feet.
Oh, so that's soaking up the perspiration?
It's soaking up the, yeah, so I have.
Oh, you could never wear these then.
No, I would
You'd
slip right out of them.
You'd have pools in here.
I would slip right out of them. Yeah, I have sweaty feet.
I've never gotten this dressed up for breakfast either. Just for you.
Thank you.
Should we have some OJ with our brekkie?
I think so. That seems like the right idea.
Okay, I'm gonna grab some. I'll meet you at the table.
Okay.
Coming with the OJ.
Yeah, after you.
Thank you.
You see?
Look at that. It's so vibrant.
And beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Just like you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me serve you. Oh. Yes, yes.
Well, I'm so excited for our viewers to be able to get to know us a little better and our shenanigans in the kitchen. I think beyond being professional soccer players, we've got a lot going on and have a lot of cool experiences to share. I know being a breast cancer survivor, you have really inspired the community and are a huge, huge, huge fan favorite at the Orlando Pride. Yes. And just what the season has to hold for you and for us.
Yeah.
And your tarot card readings, the crystals.
Our tarot card readings.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
a dynamic duo with the tarot card
the
readings.
Tarot twins.
So if you need a reading, 1-800-TAROT. Cheers.
Well, cheers to that. Mm. Okay.
You can put avocado on this. You can put it on toast.
You could probably use... you know, some vegan meat too, some sausage.
Yeah, absolutely. You can jazz it up.
Everyone says tofu doesn't taste like anything. Of course it doesn't taste like anything.
Because they're doing it wrong.
If you don't have anything on it.
Right. I always tell people this. I'm like, your chicken breast would be so bland.
Yeah, if you just... You can't do that with tofu either. This is how you cook tofu. So if you're reheating it on the pan or in the microwave or...
Yeah, just reheat this in the microwave. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. So simple. It keeps in the fridge. You can meal prep loads ahead of time. You can use any veg you want. So versatile.
Anyways, all of our recipes on Girls Gone Veg are completely free of animal products. No animals were harmed in the making of these recipes.
That's true.
No dairy.
No dairy, no problem.
No D, no P.
Oh, you can't say that. Right?
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.